Excuse me. The date is Thursday, February 12th, 2015. The time is 11:10 a.m. This is a hearing of the District of Columbia Rental Housing Commission. The location is the hearing room in Suite 1140 North, 441 4th Street Northwest, Washington, D.C. We're here pursuant to D.C. Law 6-10, the Rental Housing Act of 1985 is amended. I'm Chairman Peter Segedy Mazak. I will serve today to chair the meeting. To my left is former Chairman and Commissioner Ronald Young. To my right is Commissioner Claudia McCoyne. We have one argument today noticed for hearing at 11 a.m. in regards to the housing accommodation located at 4941 North Capitol Street Northeast, Unit Number 21. The tenant petition number is RHTP0929715. The case is styled Gelman Management Company Housing Provider Appellant versus Deborah Campbell, Tenant Appellee. The commission notes that there are parties seated before it. Can you please identify yourself on behalf of the tenant appellee?
Yes, Commissioner, my name is Caitlin Russey. I represent Ms. Deborah Campbell, and to my right is a supervising attorney, Edward Allen.
Well, Mr. Allen, how are you?
I'm fine.
Good. Well, we were just notified by counsel for the appellant, I guess, the housing provider, that he is still at his law firm, that he just got back from having the flu, and that he may still be contagious, but that he would come down if I'm correct, that he would come down if necessary. Now, this puts us in, obviously, an unusual situation. But with the agreement of both Mr. Young, Commissioner Young, and Commissioner McCoyne, we believe that we're going to provide this solution. First, if you agree to an extension of a mutually agreed upon extension of no more than 10 days, then we can reconvene and have the appeal, nothing more filed, just postponed to another day. On the other hand, you may make a motion, if you so wish, to dismiss the appeal for the appellant's lack of attendance. That is a discretionary motion that we would then deliberate. I don't think we would not accept something in writing from the party who may object to the dismissal of the appeal. But it's in your court in this regard. You can either agree to extend to a date certain, or you can make a motion to dismiss. We will not rule on that right here. We will defer ruling until we have something in writing from not only Mr. Lux, but from you in response to that. And that is something we would want to do as quickly as possible. Is that a fair way of putting it, sir? Ma'am?
Yes.
Might we confer for a minute?
Oh, of course you can, sir. It's in your court.
Okay.
And why don't we? I tell you what. Let's clear the courtroom, and why don't we reconvene in 10 minutes? Is that a sufficient time?
Awesome.
And just to leave, just everyone leave except appellee's counsel. Okay. And whoever else is here for appellee.
Thank you.
Thank you.